You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm a former Target employee and worked in the clothing department mainly.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
I worked there for 7 months total, and I liked working there. It was a good job, and most of the coworkers, as well as customers, were nice. But there was one coworker that I had some problems with. It was a guy named Ed, and he worked in the electronics department. Over time, I got to know him a little bit. Not that well, though. There's a lot of turnover at a store like Target, but also many employees that stick around. So the people in all departments that worked there for most of the time that I did, I either recognized or got to know. I only spoke to Ed briefly once or twice for the first several months. I was much closer with many other coworkers. But one time, I was taking my break and was by myself in the break room. I think it was a little bit later at night, and that's why nobody else was in there. Well, just a couple of minutes after I got in there, Ed entered and then started talking to me. He was friendly for the most part and asked me some things about myself, and I was friendly back to him. But then, like 5 minutes into the conversation, he asked if I wanted to hang out with him and suggested that he could come over to my house. Now, I really didn't want to hang out with him, and I especially didn't want him coming over. I said I didn't think that I could, and then I changed the subject because it was kind of awkward. We talked for the rest of my break. Well, it was mostly Ed talking, and I was just listening. Finally, I was back to work. I didn't really see Ed for the rest of my shift that night. But over the next week or two, Ed started to talk to me more and more. He would go out of his way to see me, and he asked me again if he could come over to my house. He was starting to be a bit of a creep, to be honest with you. After that, though, I kind of stopped seeing him. I didn't really think about it until I heard that he had been fired. I didn't get any details on why he had been fired or exactly when. I also didn't really give it that much thought, other than realizing that he wouldn't be talking to me anymore. So for the next week or so, work went on as usual. But one day, I was not at work, but back home in my apartment. I got a text message from Ed. At first, I didn't know who it was, because I didn't recognize the number. I did not have Ed's number, but I was part of a large Target group chat with a bunch of us coworkers. Anybody in it could see my number, and I guess Ed was still a part of it. He texted me saying that it was him, and told me that he was going to come over to my house. I was thinking, what's up with this guy and going to my house? I texted him back saying, please don't come to my house, Ed. It was nice to work with you at Target, but I don't think we should hang out. I expected him to understand, but apparently he didn't. Now, he didn't respond to what I said, so I wasn't sure if he was mad or not, or if he even read it. But a few hours went by, and that night, I was still at home. I lived by myself in my apartment, which was on the first floor of my building. It was probably like 9 o'clock at night when Ed texted me back finally. He said that he was at my house. When I read those words, I instantly started sweating, and my heart began racing. How did he know where I lived? Was he really at my house? I started to text back, but didn't know what to say. I went over to my door and looked out the peephole into the hallway. Nobody was there. Maybe he was at my apartment, but not in the building yet. I looked out of my back window as well and didn't see anything. I hoped that he wasn't actually there, but it was a really strange thing to say if he wasn't. Finally, I texted back, telling Ed that I wasn't at home. I thought that maybe that would make him leave if he was here, or deter him from coming over if he wasn't. But he responded by saying, "Yes, you are home. I saw you." When I read that text, I started looking around like a paranoid person. My mind was racing. I was thinking crazy thoughts, like maybe he was already inside of my apartment, hiding under my bed or something. But he wasn't. I looked in all of my rooms. I then texted him back, asking him where he was. He responded by saying, "At my house." I was confused by this, and I looked out of the peephole and windows again without seeing him. I started to think that maybe he was just joking. At least, that's what I was trying to convince myself. I went back over to my peephole again and looked out of it. I was looking out of it for like a minute straight, but still, nobody was there. I turned around, and then I saw him. He was standing on my patio, right outside of my sliding door, and looking in. I screamed like crazy and then ran from my bedroom. I locked myself inside of it and then called the police. A few moments later, I heard a knocking on my sliding door. I got another text from Ed telling me to let him in and asking me why I screamed. I ignored it and told the 911 dispatcher what the situation was. They told me that an officer would be there shortly. Ed then tried calling me, but I didn't answer and ignored it. He texted me several more times, and I put my phone down because I didn't even want to look at it. It was then that I started to hear a loud banging coming from my sliding door. He really wanted me to let him in. This went on for the next several minutes. It honestly felt like forever. At last, the police arrived. I heard Ed talking with them loudly, and I left the bathroom. I soon saw him talking with officers, and they eventually got him to leave. Then, I spoke with the officers, and I told my side of the story. Ed ended up getting trespassed from my apartment's property, and he was told not to come back. Luckily, I haven't seen him since then. I haven't heard from him either. Obviously, I blocked his number and stuff. Hopefully, I never hear from him again. One of the scariest moments of my life happened when I went to Target last year. I went there one night to do some normal grocery shopping. There's a Target not that far at all from where I live, and I go there almost weekly. So I got there sometime at night, and I don't recall exactly when. I went inside, got a cart, and then started getting my items. I was inside of the store, probably for about 20 minutes shopping at least. Then I finally checked out and left the store. I headed back to my car, which I had parked not even that far away. But when I arrived at my vehicle, which is a pretty normal sedan, something happened. I was behind it and about to go around and put the groceries in the back seat. That's when I saw somebody looking at me through the back window from inside my car. It was a man, and I didn't see him well at all because he ducked down less than a second after I saw him. I freaked out and left the cart there and went running back inside of the Target. After making it back inside, I dialed 911 to call the police. I told them that somebody was inside my car at the Target. Then I waited inside the store for the police to arrive. It took probably less than 5 minutes for them to get there. But in the meantime, when I was waiting, I was standing just a little ways inside of the Target near the first aisle. As I was waiting for the police, I was sure that I saw the guy that was in my car enter the store. He immediately walked to the right and didn't appear to notice me. I wasn't 100% sure, because like I said, I only saw him for probably less than a second inside my car window. But I was probably about 80% sure. I went down one of the aisles in case he was looking for me or something. A short time later, the police arrived. I went out of the store with them and we checked my vehicle. Whoever was inside of it was now gone, but my doors were all unlocked. I must have somehow forgot to lock them when I went inside of Target. I didn't have anything inside my car worth stealing though. I usually kept it pretty empty and clean. Still, what was a random man doing inside of my car? I had never seen him before. I gave his description to the police, and I also let them know that I thought I saw him inside Target. I made it clear that I wasn't 100% sure, but I was pretty certain that it was him, and it made me think that it was more likely to be him after knowing he wasn't in my car anymore. The man had dark hair, was sort of short, and wearing a tan t-shirt and jeans. He also appeared to be pretty young, in probably his 20s or maybe early 30s. The police told me that they would go into Target and see if he was still there. I stayed by my car, talking to another officer for maybe 5 or 10 more minutes. Another officer said they did not locate the man inside Target and figured that he must have left. They said they would take one more look around the store, and I could go home if I wanted to. At that point, I finally left to drive home. Now, the Target that I go to is near a lot of other stores, but the way that I exit is I drive down the road to the side of Target. Then I go down this quiet road that leads to more stores about a quarter mile down the road. When I was driving down that road, I saw this guy randomly walking alongside of it. It was weird because there was no sidewalk there and it wasn't very well lit, so you wouldn't really expect people to walk along it. Just seconds later is when I realized that it was the same guy. As I was approaching him, he turned and saw me. That's when he bolted out onto the street suddenly. It was like he was running towards me, and I veered to the right to avoid him. I wasn't going very fast, but luckily he didn't get to me, and I was able to successfully get around him. Then I sped away from him as he stood in the road. No other cars were nearby, and I got out my phone and called the police to report the guy. After that, I was finally able to make it back home okay. Looking back, I still can't believe that it happened. I avoided that Target for weeks after the events. Finally, I was able to go back, and I still shop there sometimes. Nothing like that has happened, and I haven't seen the guy either. I'm hoping that whoever he was, the police found him, or he stopped his wild behavior.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
I used to work at Target a couple of years ago. I worked inside the store on the sales floor and mostly on the grocery side. During this time, I was a part-time employee and I worked maybe 20 to 30 hours a week. One night, I was working a pretty standard shift for me. It was from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. When it started, things were kind of busy. I would move all around one side of the store and do whatever I needed to, mainly stock shelves or organize things. I also answered customer questions and told them where certain items were if they wanted to know. I'd been working there for about 6 months at the time, and I knew the store like the back of my hand. So fast forward to about 9:30 p.m. or so that night. By then, the store had become very quiet. We were open until 11 p.m. back then, so we were not about to close, but it was still very quiet. Many of my coworkers had left, and the overnight team was beginning to arrive. On the grocery side, though, it was easy to stay busy. That side always had more shoppers, so it required more attention. All of the employees at Target carry a walkie-talkie for communication. I heard somebody say my name on the walkie, and I responded to them. I wasn't sure who it was, but they told me to go to the next channel, so I did. I was used to people calling me on there, and had received several calls earlier in the night. When you got a call on the walkie, usually it was anything from taking your break to being needed in another section of the store. As I was flipping to the next channel, I was wondering who it was that was calling me. After changing channels, I announced that I was there. At first, I heard nothing at all. Then, after a few seconds, I heard this creepy-sounding laugh. It went on, and I spoke again, asking who it was that was talking to me. They didn't answer, though, and just kept laughing. Once more, I asked who it was, but was starting to suspect that it was a joke. Then, they stopped laughing and said my name. It was a man speaking in a very deep voice, like he was trying to disguise it. He said that he was waiting for me in the parking lot. I laughed a little, assuming that it was somebody just messing around. After all, most of us were just about done for the night. I still couldn't figure out who it was, though. I kept working, and pretty soon was done and could clock out. I went into the employee-only area, got my things, and then left the store. Now, the parking lot was very quiet. Most of the cars belonged to employees and were parked towards the middle. Then there was my car, parked near the way back corner. It had been very busy when I arrived. So when I was walking out to my car and about halfway there, I noticed one other car parked near mine. It was a few rows over and to the left, at least 100 feet away, but the engine was running. When I reached my vehicle and was just a few feet from it, I noticed the car starting to drive. I really wasn't thinking anything of it until it began heading in my direction. And not only that, but it started going really fast. I didn't recognize the car as belonging to anybody that I knew. It quickly drove closer and I got inside of my car and locked the door. Then the car parked in the space next to mine, but going in the opposite direction. I looked over, but the window was really tinted and I couldn't really see in. It was at that moment that I remembered what the person had said to me on the walkie. Was that not a joke? I sort of had a bad feeling about this. Still, I figured that I would just drive home, and I hoped that whoever this was would not follow me. As soon as I started to pull away, though, the car started driving and turned around. I then realized that's exactly what was going on. I turned and started heading back towards Target. I didn't want to drive home being followed. I drove back towards the front middle of the parking lot and closer to the store. This was where most of the other cars were parked and scattered around. I parked in between two other cars that were parked already. The car that was following me drove closer, but then parked across and a little ways back. Now it was maybe 50 feet away from me. Then I got out of my car and walked extremely fast for the entrance of Target. I looked back briefly and saw that the car was still running, but nobody got out. That made me feel a little bit better. After I made it inside Target, I saw one of my coworkers who I knew walking by, and I told him about what happened. We both decided to look and see if the car was still there. After making it to the entrance doors, we looked out and I pointed to the car. We watched it, and then something surprising happened. It pulled out of the parking space that it had backed into. Then it slowly drove up the aisle and out of sight. The car had finally left. I then left Target once more and headed for my vehicle. I walked quickly and made it inside. Then I started the engine and backed out. But after I backed out, I was going to drive down the normal way that I usually left. But it was then that I saw a car in the far distance coming from the corner of the parking lot opposite to me. It was headed in my direction, and I was pretty sure that it was the same car. I scrambled to turn my car to face the other direction. The car was still really far away from me, but it was getting closer. Then I quickly drove out of the lesser used back exit of Target. This road led to another quieter road that went behind another store that was nearby. I think that it was a sporting goods store, and after I went on the road, I went into the parking lot. From there, I drove all the way around the sporting goods store and parked on the side of it. I knew that the car following me would have no way of knowing that I was there. It probably assumed that I just tried to get back on the highway. I waited there, just hoping that I would not see headlights coming around the corner. Several minutes went by, and thankfully, I didn't. Then, I was finally able to leave and go home. After that experience, nothing like that happened while working at Target. I don't know who it was that was talking to me that night on the walkie. It was very possible to get on our frequency, even if you were in the parking lot. I just don't know who would do it, or why.